fear I had for Joel Embiid. You announced arrogantly, I'm not playing back-to-backs, Ernie. I'm not injured, but I'm sore. I come in when I want to come back. Now, when you say things like that, you're supposed to come back with extra energy. 0 for 3, I'd have been 0 for 15. But you know what y'all would have said? Hey, Shaq's not playing well, but he's playing aggressive. So the plan that they're having, it's not working. And not only that, I say this respectfully. Joel Embiid will never win a championship until he gets his mind and his attitude right.
Respectfully. He said that respectfully.
You know what? People got mad at when Shaq said that because Shaq was one of those players that was more towards the Joel scale than, let's say, the Michael scale or the Kobe scale. Like, you know,
man Shaq, among boys, big Shaq, man on campus.
Right, and he didn't always take care of his body. He would come in out of shape. But you know what? At some point, he figured it out. And the reality is, I mean, he's a good like someone to tell Joel, like, hey,
springboard, measuring stick.
You got to figure this out. And at some point, Shaq did, and he got himself into better shape. And he also had it helped that he had Kobe and he had Phil Jackson with him. But he's totally right about Joel Embiid. And I'm glad Tyrese Maxey called him out last night. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we'll get to as many calls as we can here in this segment. Your reaction, Embiid. The Phillies, according to John Heyman, are planning a meeting with Juan Soto. So we do have some good news in the midst of all this today. And, of course, CombiCon today, we are looking for the best 1-2 punch. The best answer we get today qualified for the grand prize, the Ultimate Midday Show Tailgate Giveaway, sponsored by Gerhard's and Jack Daniels. And the winner today gets a great qualifying prize.
I don't think we have a clear winner yet. This is still very much an open competition.
I would say on all these CombiCon days, around 1:30, we have like a clear leader in the clubhouse, and then someone's got to try to beat it. I don't think we have that today. So your reaction to all this Philly stuff on our hot stove day, and of course the Joel Embiid story. Sixers get blown out last night. Embiid does not play well. First time in 6 years he doesn't attempt a free throw shot in a game, and then he's called out by his teammates after the game. One more time, can we hear Joel after the game last night? Because there's extra context now. Listen to Joel being asked about the team meeting now that we know it was him getting called out.
I always wanted to give it a chance. So, you know, as long as, you know, I felt like I could be out there and not faint, then, you know, I was going to try regardless.
Joe, I mean, obviously Nick told us about the meeting, I guess, without
going into the specifics of it.
Was it
possible with
guys?
Oh, we had a meeting?
No. Hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man?
No, the level of surprise. When he was like, because I don't think he realized that the media knew what happened.
Well, they do now.
Yeah, they do now.
Wait, maybe that was part of the reason it got leaked. Like, they heard him, like, just dismiss it, and they were like, this guy doesn't get it. Let's tell him. Let's tell everyone what we did.
This is going to be bad to say, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. This is about to get ugly. This is like being in a relationship with somebody, a young lady or a young man who has expensive taste or whatever, and they realize that, you know, you realize that they might, you know, you need to slow down. You're spending too much money or whatever. And they don't realize that they are. It's going to be a whole problem. Like, for him to sit there and, number two things have happened. He got called out by his teammates, which I'm pretty sure from his reaction, he's surprised from the messenger. And he's also surprised that now this is the storyline. Y'all got to think, this is coming off of weeks where a story was written about him. And however you want to take that story, he took it personal. And there was something said, and he compartmentalized the one piece. But the bottom line is the story talked about his work ethic.
Yep.
It talked about his work ethic. And I know people that are listening in earshot, they want to get caught up on, well, you don't say that about him. I'm not talking about that side of the story. The whole point of the piece was talking about his work ethic. So let's stay on topic when it comes to that. I ain't talking about that other stuff. Please, respectfully. I'm still cooking. I got this. You don't see this spoon in this pot over here stirring this pot. This is going to be a problem because off the heels of that, Kyle, now he has to retaliate. He has to come out and he has to do something about this because this narrative This narrative has been validated.
Yeah.
To many of people. If you see Howard out there tweeting, he taking his victory lap.
Oh, he might as well kiss his barrier. Post his barrier end on Twitter because he's telling people.
Please don't. Well, too tight. Don't go.
That wasn't what I was itching to say though. And so I agree. Like, this feels like kind of the turning point on Embiid either takes this and says, you know what, like I'm in the wrong here. I need to be better, or He's like, bleep you guys, I'm out of here. Like, the part
it's
that
one of
really,
two things.
The part that sticks out to me is the whole, Embiid accepted it, but said that he didn't like the way that they're executing. Like, another analogy, say me and my girlfriend are about to go out to dinner. I show up 30 minutes late. I get there, and she's like, dude, you're late, what the hell? And I'm like, well, what's all this you ordered?
You didn't include
me. You weren't here.
So
that's a good one.
Yeah. If we are going down the path of this goes one of two ways, it either gets him to finally wake up or he's out of here. I think you guys know what I'm going to say is going to happen. He's going to be out of here soon. I would say much sooner than later, because it feels ridiculous to think now he's going to change. I mean, like, he's not. This is who he is. This is who he's been. It's almost like that person who maybe it's a relationship or a friendship, and like, maybe this is the event that gets him to wake up. Yeah, usually they don't, and they just go back to doing what they do. I think you're right. This is probably going to lead to more nonsense, but I would be very surprised if it led to like a come to Jesus moment. All of a sudden, he becomes this great work ethic guy, and he's locked in. I'd be very surprised. Let's go to Herb in the Northeast, who's got a lot to say on this. What's up, Herb?
Listen, man, I've been talking all year about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the gym, work out, ride the bike, get in the cold pool, get in the hot tub, do what you got to do for your knee, your body, whatever. This is like you're playing up and down the court. You got to take care of your body pre-game, post-game, and everything. In between the flights, in between the days that you're not playing, stop going in the bars, stop partying after games. Yeah, they were down in Miami. They were down in Florida. They were going in them bars after the games, partying it up. I haven't even watched any of this, man. I'm so tired. I go to sleep at 8:00 and I get up 8:00 in the morning. I can't even watch a whole game anymore.
Long ass sleep.
Unless I drink a cup of coffee, I can't stay up. Okay,
you're like Hugh, yeah, you fall asleep.
Only for the Eagles. This guy's got to get the mentality. This guy's got to get the mentality like the Philadelphia Eagles are doing now. We got a double threat, and now we got a triple threat because our defense is now coming around and playing bump and run. The linebackers are going north and south, east and west, and making the tackles. That's what I'm talking about for 6-7 months now, okay, and last year, okay? That's where we're at. Now, I got my focus on the Rams right now. That's what I'm
talking. Lock in, Herb. They got a good passing game. Herb, good phone call. You lock in on the Rams. We'll talk later this week. So
this day went all over the place.
It did. It really did. It really did. Herb getting 12 hours of sleep a night is pretty impressive. I wish I got 12 hours of sleep a night.
Is that?
They went all over the place.
Do we think that has a lot to do with the Herb we know today? He's so refreshed every night.
That was one of Herb's better phone calls.
He was on fire.
Locked in.
That sounded like a 12-hour sleep.
I think. Joel Embiid has become the absolute most divisive person in the city right now.
Yeah.
It's the two camps are at war. And when's the next time they play? What's the schedule?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. He got to play tomorrow night.
By the way, there was some good news that fell under the radar today. Maxey is going to be back either tomorrow or Friday. So we're getting Maxey back on the court. I can't wait to watch that first interaction with Maxey and Embiid on the court.
I'm pretty sure there's no love lost, but at the same time, You're feeling some kind of way because the messenger.
Well, I think they'll probably be fine because
you got to work through this.
Yeah, and they have a good relationship. But the fact that it came out, I'd be embarrassed if I was Embiid. Like if one of you guys called me out in the meeting before the show for whatever reason, I think we'd get over it.
And then I said it on the air.
Yeah, but you
got to workshop it. You got to workshop it out. You got to workshop that out. You have to realize. Yeah. It's for the greater good.
Yeah, this doesn't come off to me as something that's like, you know, Maxey versus Embiid. This felt like somebody sort of trying to give him a kick in the ass. Like, hey, big guy, like, this is what we need.
That's exactly what it is. But it's coming off the hill. Like, we don't talk about family business. Like, that's where, if it's me, I would be upset. If we had an issue in-house, I would rather that stay in-house instead of, you know, you going to talk to somebody else about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it becomes an issue. But again, if it's something where, say, you felt a little apprehensive about calling somebody out, that's something you have to workshop. You know, and I think that's probably where Tyrese Maxey was. He loved the big guy, but at the same time, and especially he was in there rehabbing. And if he's rehabbing, if he getting up, say, at 6:00 in the morning to rehab, and Joel Embiid's coming in at 7:15, He's like, well, damn, I'm busting my ass trying to get back out here, and you've been out longer than me. What's the business?
Yep.
So, yeah, I get that.
I agree. I mean, this is the issue in doing it in front of a whole locker room. Like, if it was just Maxi talking Embiid one-on-one, that's different. But once you include all the coaches, all the other players, you got, you know, loose lips, they sink ships, right? And we got some loose lips because someone ran to ESPN and said, guess what happened last night? Dan is in Albany. Dan's up on WIP. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going
Dan,
on?
Dan, what's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
Well, so I'm not a Sixers fan, but, I mean, I listen to WIP all the time. It's my first time calling. It is just depressing having to listen to this all the time. I mean, Embiid saying everything he's done for the city over and over. I mean, he hasn't got past the second round. He's done personal accolades and that. But, I mean, I love what Maxi did. The one thing I think is what we were talking about, like, you know, a couple weeks back when the Eagles were spiraling, talk about getting rid of Nick and getting a coach like, you know, say like Mike Tomlin, something like that, you know, someone that will keep people in line and everything. I think that's something Embiid could really use because the team has all the talent. They're coming together. The rookie's amazing. And I just think you need a pushover, like a non-pushover coach like I think Nick Nurse is from what I've seen and what I've seen with the Raptors and everything. I think they're going to need a new coach. If it keeps spiraling going downhill like this,
who you
like
gonna get? Going, if you fire Nick Nurse, you know, who you going to get?
How about Hugh Douglas?
Phil Jackson?
Phil Jackson Douglas, is like 90 years old.
I know. Listen, I'm going to tell you,
look at Hubie Brown while we're at it.
Full disclosure, if I was the coach of anybody's team, especially a basketball team, I wouldn't last 3 days.
Oh, no,
I'd be so frustrated and trying to get these guys motivated, I'd have probably swung on one of them.
Yeah, that would be a great
then
story.
I'd have been out of town.
Sixers coach swings at Embiid. I mean, that would be.
What the hell wrong with you?
That's a lot. Dan, I get your point. It's so hard in the NBA because there's so few of those coaches. And then the players get them fired. I think it works better in football because players respect coaches in football. In basketball, it's like, if you challenge these guys, they just get you fired immediately.
That's true. And there is a lot of turnover in the NBA.
A lot, yeah. I mean, I love your idea. It feels like it's a thing of the past. You know, you got to almost earn